Washington voters have overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to expand background checks for person-to-person gun sales and transfers. Initiative 594 was passing election night with 60% of the vote. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
At the Initiative 594 Victory Party in Seattle, campaign manager Zach Silk fired up the crowd.
Washington State has voted yes on 594 and closed the background check loophole.
The measure will require background checks for person-to-person gun sales and transfers in Washington. That includes gun show and internet transactions. Current law only requires federally licensed gun dealers to conduct these checks. Cheryl Stumbo is a shooting survivor and the citizen sponsor of the initiative. She told the crowd the fight is not over.
We've closed Washington State's background check loophole, and we're going to continue this fight for policies that reduce crime and save lives. This movement is here to stay.
Washington becomes the seventh state to require universal background checks. That's according to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.